RSM Central's Form Express.
It's time for the Form Express, and if you missed the Form Express or any of our interviews here on RSN Central, all you need to do is head to our website at rsn.net.au or subscribe to RSN Central on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts or iHeartRadio. And you can keep up to date with RSN Central if you do just that. But it's time now to find a winner, and they're racing at Mornington, and Mark Guest is best bet, race 1, number 7, Recompensa, and at Moonee Valley tonight, race 4, number 1, Duke of Magnus, is Hucker's best bet. Clint McDonald's team's on fire at the moment, and Clinton joins us here on RSN Central. Good morning to you, Clint.
Morning, boys.
You've had a really good time of it at the Valley recently, a double there last Saturday. Flowstar goes around in the 7th tonight. What can you tell us?
She's a nice filly. She won very well the other day at Seymour, stepping up to the 1,200, which I think is a plus, and got a good barrier, so we're expecting her to be right there in the firing line and be very hard to beat.
And good therapy goes around in race 8.
Yeah, once again, he was probably unlucky last start not to have won. Teo just a little bit back further than what we thought, but looks a really nice race for him on paper. He's drawn a wide gate, which suits his horse, and I think if he runs up to his last start, he'll be right there also.
Okay, so what's your best there today, Clint?
Both of them.
Okay, so we'll just do the big all-up Flowstar into good therapy. What about Never Again at Pakenham in race number 8 there on Cup Day tomorrow?
Yeah, he's going terrific. He won well last Saturday. He pulled up enormous. So we decided, my mother who owns him decided that we're running this Saturday. So hopefully he can sort of put in the same type of performance. He's a 5-year-old that's been very lightly raced. I think the 1400's a perfect trip, and he's won at the track before. So I think if we can beat the top weight, which I think everyone will be looking at, Widgie Turf, if he's at his best, well, he's going to be awfully hard to beat. But we've drawn a good gate. He'll get a good running transit, and I think if you can let down like you did the other day, you'll be right there.
Okay, we'll have a double tonight. Flowstar into good therapy, and hopefully we can pay for the school fees for next year. Is that the plan?
That's the whole plan.
Good on you, Clint.
See ya.
There's Clint McDonald racing at Randwick today. Shane Montgomery's done the form for us here on RSN Central. Hello, Shane.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good thank you. Where do we start with your best bets?
Listen, I don't think there's too much between the two of them that I'll talk about today. I could make either of them the very best bet. Race 6, number 6, Bandersnatch, was resuming at Hawkesbury last start. He scored with great authority. The race itself rated through the roof figures-wise. He's beat home two subsequent winners on that day, and I couldn't see why this race wouldn't be very much within his reach. So that's race 6, number 6, Bandersnatch. The best bet, I thought, was earlier in the day, race 2, number 3, Rari. It was produced second up at Rose Hill. The effort was full of merit. He was making a significant distance ride. From only 1,000 metres up to this distance today, 1,400. He's clearly got scope to improve with that 1,400 run under his belt. That's race 2, number 3, Rari.
OK, and what about a quaddy, Shane?
Yeah, they're evenly matched, so we'll go wide and send the first leg 2,5,6,7. The second leg 1,2,3,4 as they go on the track. The third leg 2,3,6,11. And then the last leg, Gareth, 5,6,8,13.
All right, good tipping and punting today, Shane. Thanks for that.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
And for Shane Montgomery's full set of tips, head to our website, rsn.net.au. Joe Pryde joins us now. He's got a couple of nice chances on the Kensington track at Randwick today. Good morning to you, Joe.
Yeah, good morning.
Zem Factor goes around in the third from a nice gate.
Yeah, she's a nice filly. She was good on debut and sort of gave her a spell immediately, and she strengthened up nicely with that break, and I thought her win the other day was full of merit. It's about a horse that ran out off the track and sort of put her off a game a little bit, and then was challenged the whole way up the straight, but she was very brave, and she's a very fast filly.
So she's worth an each-way punt today at a good each-way price now.
Yeah, definitely. I think she's a really nice filly. She's got a good pedigree. She's a half to the stallion, Your Song, and they bring good tough horses, Guri, and she's certainly one of those.
Eve Lee goes around in race number 5. This horse has been in some good form as well. Place last start.
Yeah, she's only put in the one poor run this preparation, and it was when I tried to stretch it at 12. She's better suited to the short course. She made a bit of a meal of the start the other day, and that cost her. She's too far back. She is a horse that races off the pace, but she didn't need to be quite where she was the other day. So, hopefully if the track's played playing fair, and she can swoop down the outside. But she's good honest mare.
What's your best today, Joe?
Definitely Zen Factor.
All right, mate. Appreciate your time as always. Good luck.
Thank you.
There's Joe Pride with his two runners in Sydney. That's a good push for his galloper in the third, $6. And he is a trainer that when he speaks with confidence, I highly recommend you follow. Okay, we move on to Harry White. One of our favourites is about to join us to have a look at this meeting at Mudgee today. And Harry, no doubt, will be full of confidence ahead of this card at Mudgee today. And he joins us now. Good morning to you, Harry.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your specials, please?
Yeah, look, best bet of the day, race 3, number 1, Highly Desired, who won well fresh over a slightly shorter trip, looks to have enough early speed to get across from out wide and lead. Has won second up before. Tom Sherry retains the ride, providing 2 kilos of weight relief, and expect he will prove hard to run down. Definitely the best of the day. We'll go straight down to the Cup. It would be remiss of me not to tip you the Mudgee Cup winner, which I'm confident is number 4, Boomtown Rat, who was doing his best work late over 1,400 metres at Kembla on the back of some very promising trial efforts. Strips fitter here and will relish the mile trip. Brandon Larina, the South African jockey's aboard. He's been going great guns coming over here. And on a side note, I've tipped him to win all 3 of his rides today. Horse likely gets back in running, but expect he'll be powering home late and simply looks too good for this lot, short and sweet. And to close off the day, I'm going out with a bang, 1 at a price. If this thing gets up, it'll be a nice little addition to your highlight reel. Race 8, number 14, a Rosé, who resumes, always fires fresh, and has never finished out of the top 2 over the trip. Has a perfect draw to get the run of the race. Double figure odds, appeals on an each-way basis.
Okay, Quaddy.
1, 2, 5, 6 in the first leg, into 2, 4, 10, 13 into the second leg. I'm very confident with Boomtown Rat in race 7, so we'll stand out the 4 in the third leg and we'll bring it home with 2, 4, 10 and 14.
Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Harry White looking at Mudgee, Sunshine Coast tonight. Chris Nelson's done the form. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Take it away with your best bets, please.
Race 1, number 2, Jammy Lady, Stephen O'Day trains. Resumes from a break here. Lovely gate. Nice trial win at Doomben on Tuesday. We'll get around the $4 mark, I think, is a great each-way bet. Race 1, number 2. Race 2, number 1, Birkin Black, also resumes from a break. Also trialled well. Lightly raced, has a good record, and I think can run a really good race first up tonight. So I think that'll be going close also. And then later in the night, race 6, number 2, All Native. I know this one's short. It's a filly having its first start. David Van Dyke on debut, trialled very well, beat Salamade in the trial. This race is very weak. This horse should win by the length of the straight. Race 6, number 2, All Native, is a definite anchor for all your exotics.
Okay, Quaddy, please.
2, 3, 4, 6 in the first leg, 3 and 8 the second, 2 only the third, and 4, 7 and 9 in the last.
Thanks, Chris. Racing in South Australia as we continue on the Form Express here on RSN Central on this Friday at Mount Gambier today. Nadia Horn's done the form. Good morning to you, Nadia.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Do you like this meeting?
It is. Look, it's their premier meeting of the year. It's their cup day. There's a lot of horses that have headed over the border, but they've also got other feature races around the cup, the Volcano Sprint, and also the Blue Lake Handicap. So it's bound to be a day of racing.
Okay, where do we start with your best bets?
Race 3, the 13 and 12, Allstorp Rain. Gets the addition of the winkers here today. Mitch Friedman's taking this 4-year-old mare over the border. It does appear to be a race in 2 between runners 11 and 12, but I thought Woolsthorpe's Rain had the edge. Look, she comes off of a run at Echuca last time out where she was less than 3 lengths away from the winner, and I feel that that's probably good enough to win this race. So she looks the first of the good things in race 3, number 12. We then go to race 4. I think there's value in the price number 2 looking around. Now, he's fitter for one run back from a break, and he's starting to get up to a far more suitable distance range. He'll obviously need this one run to top him off, but if he knew he was 100% right, like, you know, he'd be clear favourite in this race because he's been quite competitive in the past.
Just breaking up there, Nards.
On an each-way basis, I think that 650 represents good value, and the other special comes up in race 6, number 1, Boss Coney. This looks very hard to beat in the 1550 metre race, the benchmark 64. Coming off of the last start, fourth in stronger company, Terry and Karina O'Sullivan bringing this horse from over the border, and Will Price will take his 3 kilos off. So the 3 specials, race 3, the 12, race 4, the 2, race 6, the 1. Quaddy today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the first leg, 1 out the 1 in the second, 2, 4, 5 and 6 in the third leg, and runners 2 and 5 in the last.
Thank you, Nadia. Good luck today.
Thanks, Gareth.
And for Nadia Horn's full set of tips, head to our website, rsn.net.au. Harness racing tonight at Melton. And Jason Bonington's done the form for us. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. Do you like this card tonight?
I tell you what, it's not a normal card for me. And this has been what's happened with the new national rating system. It's not really a card where you want to be playing the big exotics or the quaddies necessarily. You can get involved in the quaddie. You should always get involved in the quaddie. But yeah. I think it's a meeting where you're trying to look for a little bit of value. And I did read your wonderful interview on Punters. And you said your favourite bet type is a win bet
yes.
type. Well, I'm not sure I can offer you too much of that, but there's a fair bit of each way, more like 1 by 5, 1 by 10 sort of situation tonight.
Okay, so where do we start with your specials?
We start pretty early in the program. I reckon race 3, number 1. Now, I quite like Miss Hartley in this race, who opened a big price in different platforms. But Villarreal is the one we can 100% trust. Drawn 1, only gets crossed by one horse, I reckon, behind the leader. He's no superstar, but Mikey, your panel operator there, we gave him Villarreal going back, I reckon, probably 3 or 4 months. Got the job done there. Doesn't win out of turn. But this is a good circumstance of Villarreal. So we'll start there, race 3, number 1. And then the best bet on the program, this might be the one you'll launch into. You'll be texting me later on tonight saying who wins. And I'll give you, if you've already forgotten, race 4, number 4, Mouldy Shadow. It's the best bet on the program. Made a mistake when it was definitely going to lead last start at its first outing for Mick Gadsden and Denby Wade. But it led, it ultimately got to the breeze and got the job done. Here it will lead. And once it gets to the front, I just think the major dangers, horses like Myrtle Vale and also Scruffy Doolin are going to cause a few little problems for themselves, as they so often do. So I reckon it's the best bet on the program.
Okay.
And a few more later on, Reciprocity in the good race.
How do you say that horse again?
Hey?
What's that horse's name again?
Reciprocity.
Brilliant stuff, Jason. Brilliant.
Just because Marky Mack can't say it, we can say it, Gareth.
Well, I can't say it.
Yeah, give it one go.
No, move on.
It starts with R.
Yeah. Waikika Moo Cow.
Reciprocity. Anyway, it means when you're doing something for someone, you expect something in return. The best...
Well, you don't live up to that horse's name then, do you?
The best 1.5 bet on the program, Gareth, is Marjorie Jean. Keying Secret leads that race. Unfortunately, she disappointed both of us last start. Led and got rolled by Soho and Alita. But I reckon she'll definitely at least run a drum from gate one. And if Keying Secret hits a wall like she can, then I reckon she can potentially win it, I don't know, $12 or $15. Yep. And later on the program, I did like Manta D. I'm pretty much half-potting... Rock and Roll Ronnie. I think he's a progressive horse. Second line draw, though, I think could be a problem. And I reckon Manta D can lead, but the one at a better price, 1 by 5, is She's Fine. So race 3, number 1, race 6, number 8, race 7, number 1, and race 9, number 70, your best 1 by 5 or 1 by 10 sort of situations. And if you just want one best bet on the program, 4-4, Mouldy Shadow leads and wins for Mick Gadsden and Denby Wade, Gareth.
All right, we'll have a chat to you a little later on in the Form Express for the Metro Form Express for the Cranbourne Cup meeting tomorrow night. Just quickly on the Interdominion tonight, with my top 5 plays of the weekend in my multi, I'll put in Cruz Bromac at 2:30. People want to tip me the fixer. Surely not.
You know what's going to happen here, though, Gareth. So Cruz Bromac's going to find the front, obviously. And then
no front for the fixer.
Obviously, your New Zealand harness screen's been shut down. You haven't paid the power bill or something because that's,
no.
This is exactly what they do.
Well, they shouldn't.
Well, I'm not saying they should or shouldn't. That's up for some conjecture, but I'm telling you what will happen. Cruz Bromac elite. But I still think you're on the right path there because Cruz Bromac's come from off the speed
yes.
and run down the fixer and spank him in the New Zealand Cup. And he's racing. While the fixer's gone really well off soft runs so far in the Inter-Dominion, I think we can both agree that Cruz Bromac's going better. So if Cruz Bromac's right behind the leader with that amazing exit lane that they've got there at Alexandra Park, I still think you'll run past the fixer, but all the money's been for the fixer only for one reason, because you know once Cruz finds the front, he'll be handing up to the New Zealand Cup winner or former New Zealand Cup winner. So I'm with you, Cruz Bromac will win, but if you think it's going to lead all the way, you might have a few difficult moments in the run.
All right, what about your horse, San Carlo?
Yeah, look. I mean, I think he only has to finish top 6 or 7 to qualify for the final, and I think he's going to run an improved race tonight. This is his trip, isn't it? And I think the $11 a place for the final, I've already had a decent bet on that $11 a place for the final, because he will get through, you would imagine. And once he gets to a brutal trip and maybe he can get just a touch of cover, which he so often doesn't get. He'll need a draw, of course, but $11 is ridiculous a place for the final. Tonight, I think he can run top three or four. Basically, if he doesn't run top three, well, he's in a fair bit of bother to be a major player in the final. But I'm willing to forgive him for some degree for his run on Tuesday night, because we know all of the sort of most moderate runs of his career have been over short trips, and he did have that little tyre issue at the top of the straight at Alexandra Park on Tuesday night. So I don't think he'll necessarily win tonight, but if he runs top three, you'll be feeling pretty good, yeah. But you have to put up that bet on for a place now, because if he does run top three, of course, he's going to shorten for the final.
Okay. Have a wonderful 20 minutes or so before we catch up with you again, Jason. Thanks
for that.
I'll
have a quick nap. I'll talk to you soon, Gareth.
There's Jason Bonington there. A couple of text messages coming through. Gareth, what's your best at Gloucester Park tonight? I think we play race 4, number 3, Ideal Liner, and race 5, number 1, Gotta Go Cabana. And if those two horses win, have something each way. Race 9, number 1, Mr. RD, currently around $9.50 with tab.com.au. Greyhound action at Geelong and Shepparton today. Georgie Ferrugia is our man there for the Greyhounds, and he joins us now. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Gareth. Always entertaining radio when you and Jace get together, I tell you.
Yeah, well, you know, he's like a box of chocolates, Jason Bonington. You just don't know what you're going to get or whether he'll turn up or not. But it's great to have him on the show this morning. Georgie, you're a reliable son. Can you help us with a couple of winners?
Yeah, hopefully. It's been a really mixed week. A couple of faves going down, but I like a couple at Geelong. I'll give you a few. Race 3, number 5, Road to Success. Surely wins this time. He's had 10 starts for 7 seconds. A couple of those have been at Sandown breaking 30 seconds. You'd think, even though there's a couple of first starters that we don't know too much about, you'd think it'd be hard to beat in the kennel of Angela Langton. Race 3, number 5. Also, race 5, number 1, Perfect Rocky, should just lead and win. Tornado teases $1.18 today at Geelong. Up against a couple of good ones, including Blazing Cartier and Blue Shadows. That's an interesting race. There's also one I like a little bit later on in race 8, number 7. Again, one of Angela Langton's security code, especially with the scratching of the ground in box 6. There's a vacant box in box 5. It'll be very, very hard to beat race 8, number 7. Over to Shepherd, and I like another two here. We start early in the program. Race 1, number 4, Illicit, I think, will be hard to beat. It was a good run on debut. Ran 25.47, Gareth, in getting defeated at Ballarat. That would win a lot of maidens there. Just ran into a good one, Aston Ajax. I think it'll be very hard to bet race 1, number 4. And also, at some nice odds, I'm surprised at his price here. Race 8, number 8, Julio. Unbeaten off box 8. It's got a lot of speed on debut. Went 23.82 at Bendigo. Runs up to anything like that and will be incredibly hard to beat. So race 1, number 4, race 8, number 8 at Shepparton.
What's your best for the day?
Yeah, hard to go past security code. I think he'll be very, very hard to beat. But I'm also keen on Julio at around the $4.50 mark.
Okay, thanks for that. Good luck there today, Georgie. There's Georgie Ferrugia with a look at those meetings at Geelong and Shepparton. And if you're just joining us here on RSN Central and you've missed any of our interviews this morning or the early part of the Form Express, just head to our website, rsn.net.au, or you can subscribe to RSN Central for all of our interviews. And you subscribe to RSN Central on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or iHeartRadio. It is 1127-0416-905052. To join the conversation, time for a quick break. On the other side of it, it's time for the Metro Form Express on this Friday.